call this meeting of the Conference Committee on the Operating Mental Health Appropriation Bills, House Bill 53 and House Bill 55, to order. It is 2:16 p.m. on Sunday, May 18th, 2025. We're going to begin our fourth meeting of this year's Conference Committee. Members present are Senator Hoffman, our Vice Chair, Senator Stedman, and Senator Kaufman on the Senate side, of course. On the House side, Representative Schrage, Representative Johnson, and myself, Representative Josephson, the Chair. As far as today's agenda, I'd first note that we again have Alexei Painter and his staff with us from Legislative Finance. We will invite him to the table if members have any questions. Today, we will be addressing items in House Bill 53 and House Bill 55 based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today and dated today, May 18th. These sheets include the items for the Departments of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Corrections, Education and Early Development, the Office of the Governor, the Departments of Health, Labor and Workforce Development, Department of Public Safety, Department of Revenue, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, our University System, the Permanent Fund, and Supplemental Operating Items. We'll also be addressing monetary terms of collective bargaining agreements, as well as, at the end, fiscal notes. So, to start, Vice Chair Hoffman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's budget, items 6 through 9, House, all items.
Okay, there's a motion on the table. I'm not seeing any objection to it. And hearing no objection, that motion passes. That action closes all remaining conferenceable items in the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. We'll move to the Department of Corrections. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Corrections budget. Items 3, 5, and 6, House. Item 7, House, modifying fund source to interagency receipts. Item 41, line 1, House. Line 2, House, minus $1.5 million.
All right. We have a motion on the Department of Corrections. Is there any objection to that motion? Seeing and hearing none, that motion also passes. This action closes all comfortable items in the Department of Corrections. We'll now move to the Department of Education and Early Development. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee reopen item 10 in the Department of Education and Early Development.
All right. There is a motion to reopen an item, that being item 10. Is there any objection to the reopening of that item? Seeing and hearing none, that item is reopened. Senator Hoffman, speak to us about that item.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Education and Early Development. Item 10, House. Item 15, Senate.
Okay. Any objection to the adoption of that motion as to items 10 and 15 in Department of Education and Early Development? Hearing no objection, those items have been adopted, and that action closes all conferenceable items in the Department of Education and Early Development. We're now going to move to the Office of the Governor, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following item in the budget of the Office of the Governor. Item 4, House, modified to intent language as shown on the motion sheet. This language directs OMB to provide agency-level reports on overtime and other specialty pay items.
Okay. So we have an intent language item for the Office of the Governor. Any objection to it? I don't see any. So that motion passes. That action closes all conferenceable items in the Office of the Governor. We'll now move to Department of Health. One of our larger departments, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Health's budget. Items 1 and 2, House, both items. Item 3, Senate, both lines. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, House, both lines. Line 1, minus 333,800 general fund match. Line 2, minus 147,500 federal receipts. Item 6, House. Item 7, House minus 424,400 general fund match. Item 8, Senate, all lines. Item 9, House. Item 10, Senate. Item 11 and 12, Senate, both items, all lines. Item 13, House, both lines. Item 14 and 15, Senate, both items, all lines. Item 16 and 17, House, both items. Items 18 and 19, Senate, both items. Item 20, House, minus 500,000 UGF. Item 21 through 24, House, all items. Items 25 through 30, Senate, all items. Item 31, House. Item 32 through 38, Senate, all items, all lines.
Okay. We have an objection from Senator Kaufman. Senator Kaufman, is there a specific item you're objecting to?
With respect to items 8 and 9, just for the folks at home, if we could just clarify the function of the fiscal notes on the pending, as pertaining to legislation, passed and pending.
All right, so you want some clarification about fiscal notes for items 8 and 9, is that right?
Yes.
I think I will invite our legislative fiscal analyst, Mr. Painter, to join us. Good afternoon, Mr. Painter.
Thank you. For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. So item 8, there is a fiscal note deeper in our packet that adds that item back contingent on the passage of Senate Bill 95. Item 9 does not relate to any fiscal notes.
Thank you. With that, I remove my objection. I wanted to get that explanation about pending fiscal note on the record. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Is there any other objection to any of the items in the Department of Health as made by Vice Chair Hoffman? Seeing and hearing none, those items are adopted. The motion passes. That action closes all comparable items in the Department of Health. We'll move to the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's budget. Item 3, Senate.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the motion passes. That action closes all comparable items in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
Excuse me. If we could we go back? I did not notice my notes. I'm sorry. I had a page back on the Department of Health. If we could.
I've closed that, and so you're asking me to be creative.
My apologies. I just didn't notice we were moving quickly.
The chair will entertain your inquiry.
I objecting for the purpose of discussion to item 16, where we're funding $85,000 for a media campaign in a time when we're laying people off, and potentially if we're not funding positions that we've created. And I guess I'm just wondering, is that the best use of funding right now?
What I would say, Senator Kaufman, is that we have the Department of Health, through the Department of Health or under its auspices, we have the statewide Suicide Prevention Council. They issued a plan spanning 2023 to 2027. Plan is called Messages of Hope. And at page 24 and 25 of that plan, they speak extensively, and it's noteworthy that the members of the council include members of both our bodies, about a campaign for a public relations strategy to reduce access, in particular by youth, to firearms. And they cite to the American Association of Suicidology, which recommends it safely storing firearms as universal means of preventing suicide. So this item was adopted by the subcommittee of the Department of Health, which I oversaw. It survived a finance committee, the House floor, and it's before us, and was just adopted. And it is a reflection of the and sort of respect for the work of the Suicide Council. Anything else I can answer for you?
I appreciate the explanation, and again, it just struck me. Again, we're potentially not funding positions, but we're paying for a media campaign. There's a lot of needs that we have, but the next one that I wanted to ask about is the behavioral health funding, which is a real challenge for Anchorage with respect to the homeless problem that we have and the behavioral issues that come with all the folks that end up in Anchorage. And I'm just wondering how we arrived at that funding element.
Are you speaking of item 17? On
item, I'm sorry, 35. And again, I appreciate your indulgence for discussing these. I did miss the closure of the item, but we were moving pretty quickly there.
What I'll say is that your sentiments are right. They're entirely right. There was confusion about the complicated language about how to write behavioral health grants that was going to be receptive to senior and disability services and Medicaid services in particular and the Department of Health. And we had choices to make, and this was not a choice that I at least made. But your inclinations are good ones. It's a topic that needs serious consideration in January. Anything else I can answer for?
Well, there's priorities and there's priorities, and we're really challenged with the funding that we have. But thank you for at least allowing me to address those conversations. Again, I know they're closed, and I apologize for missing it as we were blazing through this. But with that, if I had an objection, I remove my objection at this time.
All right. Now I need to get back to where I was, and I have a feeling my able vice chair will know. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in public safety's budget. Items 3, 4, 8, 13, and 14, Senate.
All right. There is an objection. Representative Johnson, would you like to speak to your objection to the adoption of the Senate version?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do appreciate the opportunity. I do want to register an objection just in the sense that this was a public safety ask. This is to fund troopers and a trooper post on the Parks Highway. About halfway between Anchorage and Fairbanks, which is a direct pipeline for our fentanyl distribution that goes to Fairbanks and then in all places in Bush, Alaska from there. So that's what the intent of this trooper post would be, to be that stopping, a way to stop that flow of drugs and to really monitor what's going on into Bush and to central, north central Alaska. So for that reason, I want to object to removing that in its entirety.
Brief at ease.
Committee back on record at 2:31 Sunday, May 18th. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Yes, it was a governor's ad initially, but we received communication that the governor withdrew all his amendments, and so this complies with the governor's request.
Further comment?
I'll let my comments stand.
With that, I think that we will call the roll on this item. Will the clerk call the roll on items 3, 4, 8, 13, and 14, Department of Public Safety, page 12 of the motion sheet?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
And the question is?
Right. Mr. Chairman, it would be nice if you state
sure.
what we're actually voting on so the public can follow it.
Yes, of course. The question presented is a yes shall adopt Senator Hoffman's motion to adopt the Senate version of the items noted, 3, 4, 8, 13, and 14, Department of Public Safety. A no would reject that motion. Will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Kaufman.
No.
Representative Johnson.
No.
Senator Steadman.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Josephson.
Yes. Okay, so we're now going to the next department.
Brief at ease.
We have a brief at ease at 2:32. Bring the conference committee back to order at 3:01 p.m. Sunday, May 18th. We were moving through the motion sheets, and we left at the Department of Revenue. So, Senator Hoffman, will you bring us back on track?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Revenue's budget. Item one, Senate, plus two positions, and plus $311,000 in UGF. Items two through four, Senate, all items. Item five, House. Items six through nine, Senate. Item 10, House. Item 11 through 14, Senate. Items 15 through 20, House. Item 21, Senate, plus $1,282,400 in PF gross. Items 22 through 42, House, all items. Item 43 through 46, Senate, all items. Item 47, House. Item 48, Senate. Item 49, House. Items 50 and 51, Senate, both items. Item 52, House. Item 53, Senate. Item 54, House. Item 55, Senate. Items 56 through 60, House, all items. And item 61, Senate.
All right. So we have a Department of Revenue motion before us. Objection. Senator Kaufman, would you like to speak to your objection?
Thank you. Yes, through the chair. I'd just like a very brief explanation of the net effect on the operations of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation from these motions.
Please go ahead.
No,
want to comment on that?
No, I'm just asking for a brief.
Of course.
For the folks at home, a lot of items here. If we could just explain the impact of those changes.
All right. I'm thinking about the permanent fund with their own opinions, but we'll ask Mr. Painter because he knows a lot about this as well.
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. So the effect of the motions on the permanent fund, for the most part, return the permanent fund corporation's budget total funding level to the adjusted base with, I think, three exceptions. One exception is an increase of $250,000 for statutory designated program receipts for accepting third-party travel. Another is an item. Sorry, there's a lot of items here. I'll speak to the one I can speak on without looking at the motion sheet. There's a common item adding $100 for the permanent fund Anchorage office. That is common, and that is above adjusted base. And then somewhere in here is a reduction of, I think, $32,000 to the permanent funds maintenance and operations that was a reduction below the adjusted base. With the exception of that, the funding level is the adjusted base. The structure differs from how the governor submitted the structure. It returns to the FY25 structure and having a Juneau office operations and Anchorage separate, and then also adds an additional appropriation from the Senate structure for IT and IT and other software systems, I think, as a separate appropriation. But the funding level across all of these ends up very close to adjusted base.
Thank you. With that, I remove my objection.
Right. Thank you, Senator. Any other objections on the revenue items? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. That has the effect of closing all conferenceable items in the Department of Revenue. We'll now go to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Senator Hoffman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee reopen the budget for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the purpose of amendments.
Okay. Any objection to the reopening of the DOT budget for purpose of amendments? Seeing and hearing none, that's adopted. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee reopen item 23 in the Department of Transportation Public Facilities budget.
Okay. Without objection, it's reopened. Item 23 is before us.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt amendment number 1, BA3, which modifies the House by reducing the amount to $5 million and conforms to the conference committee budget structure.
Okay. Members will find that amendment in the middle of their packet. We have amendment number 1 to item 23 before us. Any objection to it? Seeing and hearing none, amendment number 1, marked B.A.3 by Marks, is adopted. And Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Transportation budget.
Okay.
Item 23, House, as modified by amendment. Let me restate that.
Sure.
Item 23, House, as modified by the adoption of amendment BA3.
Any objection to that motion? Seeing and hearing none, it's adopted. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move to reopen common items for the purposes of adopting an amendment.
Right.
I object for purposes of hearing the amendment.
Of course. We have an objection. Senator Hoffman, please make your amendment, and then we'll address whether the objection is removed. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt amendment number 2. This amendment provides net zero funding change in 2 locations. For the Northern Region Highways and Aviation allocation, it adds an increment of $2.1 million in the vehicle rental tax receipts, adds one-time increment of $1.3 million in funds from the Alaska Housing Capital Corporation, and deletes $3.4 million in UGF. For the Central Region Highways and Aviation allocation, the amendment adds one-time increment of $1.4 million in the derelict vessel prevention program funds and deletes $1.4 million in UGF. This amendment also states that it is the intent of the conference committee it is that the one-time increments from AHCC and the derelict vessel prevention program funds be replaced with general funds in fiscal year 2027.
Okay.
I object.
Brief at ease. We're back on record at 3:10 p.m. May 18th. There was an objection to the reopening of common items. Senator Kaufman, did you want to say anything more on that topic?
Well, my intent is to object to this amendment, and so the steering the funding towards derelict vessel program, I think that's a good program, but I think the intent of the amendment is really what I mean to object to. So if we need to open the item in order to object to the amendment, then I'll remove that objection.
Senator Hoffman.
Can we have a brief at ease?
Yes.
have tire tracks.
All right. Conference committee back on record at 3:14 on Sunday, May 18th. There was a motion to reopen common items in Department of Transportation. That was objected to for purposes of hearing what was intended, is my sense. And where do we stand on that, gentlemen? Do you maintain your objection to the reopening of a common item?
I do.
Okay. With that, I think we call the roll on the subject of reopening a common item. A yay would be to reopen, and a nay would be to keep closed.
Senator Kaufman.
Nay.
Representative Johnson.
Nay.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Josephson.
Yes. So with that, we are reopening a common item. Senator Hoffman, you've already spoken in some detail to this. Would you like to read it a second time? Or would you like to just proceed?
Move the amendment.
Would you like to just move the amendment?
Okay. Yes, I'll. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt amendment number 2. This amendment provides net zero fund source changes in 2 allocations. For the Northern Region Highways and Aviation allocation, it adds an increment of $2.1 million in vehicle rental tax receipts, adds one-time increment of $1.3 million in funds from the Alaska Housing Capital Corporation, and deletes $3.4 million in UGF. For the Central Region Highway and Aviation allocation, the amendment adds a one-time increment of $1.4 million in derelict vessel prevention program funds and deletes $1.4 million in UGF. This amendment also states that it is the intent of the conference committee is that one-time increments from AHCC and derelict vessel prevention program funds be replaced with general funds in fiscal year 2027.
So we have an amendment before us. Is there an objection to it?
Yes, I object.
Would you like to speak to your objection?
Yeah, again, and I appreciate taking the time on the reopening and that. But again, the transferring the receipts from a vehicle rental tax to something as different from rental cars as a derelict vessel prevention program just seems like a stretch. So I feel that we ought to keep the funds directed more towards what's impacted as far as transportation, park access, those sort of things that are more related to the things that people who rent vehicles do. So with that, I do maintain my objection.
Any further comment from the committee? With that, would the clerk call the roll on Amendment 2?
Senator Kaufman.
No.
No.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Josephson.
Yes.
Senate 2-1-A, House 2-1-A.
And with that, Amendment number 2 is adopted by the Conference Committee. And that action closes all items in the Department of Transportation and public facilities. All right. We're now going to go to the University of Alaska. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee reopen the budget for the University of Alaska for the purpose of adopting a conference committee item 33.
All right. We have a motion to adopt conference committee item 33. And reopen the budget for that purpose. Is there any objection to it being reopened? Seeing and hearing none, it'll be deemed reopened. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following item in the University of Alaska budget. Item 33, adopt new conference committee intent language as shown on the motion sheet. This language directs the university to report on fund transfers from rural allocations to main campus allocations.
All right, we have a motion before us involving item 33. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I wanted to just clarify what main campus means. Is that Kenai? Is that Southeast Fairbanks and Anchorage? I mean,
yes.
So rural could possibly mean Matsu? I'd like to know.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any objection to item 33? Seeing and hearing none, item 33 is adopted. The motion passes. This action closes all comparable items in the budget of the University of Alaska. All right, now we're going to move to the permanent fund. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the permanent fund, items one and two, Senate.
Object.
Okay, there's an objection. Representative Johnson, would you like to speak to it?
Well, I will. I mean, I just wanted to just make note that this is a reduction to the dividend. And
can you speak up, please?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. I just want to note the reduction to the dividend. I think I'm in the right spot. And that's all. I just want to get that on the record. Yeah. So this brings, just to be clear, it brings a dividend from the House amount, which is a 75-25, and then to the Senate amount, which is $1,000 per person.
That's a true statement. Mr. Painter, if this is adopted and approved by the chambers and the governor, would the amount of the dividend be precisely $1,000?
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division, yes, the language reads that it is the amount necessary to pay a $1,000 dividend.
Is there an objection? Representative Johnson?
I'll object.
Okay. Any other discussion? Will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Schrodinger.
Yes.
Senator Steadman.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
No.
Senator Kaufman.
No.
Representative Josephson.
Yes.
Senator Kaufman.
Yes.
House.
So the permanent fund dividend motion sheet adopting the Senate version is approved. The motion passes. This action closes the comparable items as to the permanent fund dividend, effectively. We're now going to go to supplemental operating items. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following budget items for the supplemental operating budget. Item one, House. Effective date, June 30th, 2025. Item 75, Senate.
Okay. We have a motion as to supplemental operating items before us. Any objection to it? Seeing and hearing none, it's adopted. Motion passes. We're now going to move on to some monetary terms of collective bargaining agreements. Members will find that in their packets, of course. It's identified as Packet 1, Monetary Terms of Collective Bargaining Agreements, as it should be. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt Packet 1 titled Monetary Terms of Collective Bargaining Agreement. This packet funds the negotiated contracts for the following: Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, Confidential Employees Association, Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific Alaska Region.
All right. So we have before us a motion on the monetary terms of collective bargaining agreement to be added to our report. Any objection to that motion? Seeing and hearing none, the motion passes. The committee accepts Packet 1. The monetary terms of the collective bargaining agreement. We'll now go to the fiscal notes. That's identified as Packet 2, fiscal notes. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt Packet 2, titled Fiscal Notes. This document adds a new section 2 to the operating budget, operating bill, House Bill 53. One, Section 2 makes appropriations associated with the bills listed. Two, if a bill listed either fails to pass its substantial failure to be incorporated in some other measure or is vetoed by the governor, the appropriation associated with the bill are reduced. Three, the attached reports prepared by Legislative Finance Division list the fund sources and agencies associated with the bill.
I would like to object.
All right, we have an objection to the fiscal note motion. Mr. Painter, do you have any comments you'd like to make regarding the fiscal notes for House Bill 53?
May I speak to my objection?
You may. Representative Johnson, your objection.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just wanted to put on the record, I wanted to object for purposes of discussion to just let folks know that even as we move these forward, my objection is that that does not mean if we approve these fiscal notes that I am in any way in favor of these bills. Particularly. So I just want to put that on the record. I don't necessarily need any more of an explanation per se.
Okay. Mr. Painter, is there anything you'd like to edify us about regarding these fiscal notes?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. Three items for the record. One is regarding House Bill 57. The largest note on that is the education funding bill. The largest note on that is a public education fund capitalization. It's included in the packet as an informational item. It is not actually going to be reflected in the bill. The existing common language for the public education fund between the two bodies is for the amount necessary, and so the effect of the bill would be captured by that existing language, and there's no need to adopt any other language. For, you know, the public's edification, in budget reports, the Legislative Finance Division will currently count the funding that's included as outside the formula funding that is contingent on HB 57's failure. If HB 57 is enacted into law, then we would switch to counting an increase to the estimate for that public education fund capitalization. So it'll be counted either way, but not both simultaneously. And then the two other items, there are two conference committee prepared notes. One is for Senate Bill 95. That is the early education or the child care funding. So due to the funding being zeroed out by in the conference committee motion, this funding essentially makes that funding contingent on the bill's enactment of Senate Bill 95. Similarly, with SB 97, the funding was zeroed out. The funding and will then be contingent on enactment of SB 97. I would also note that the conference committee note changes the fund source from what the governor proposed to from UGF to general fund program receipts. That matches what the House budget had for that item. And that's all of my fiscal note comments.
All right. We have a motion as the fiscal note adoption before us. Representative Johnson, I respect your...
I would like to... I will remove my objection.
Okay. Certainly members are not required to vote on any item that has not yet come to our floor. We have no objection, so we're adopting the fiscal notes and have done so. We'll now move to funding FY25 appropriations. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move Conference Committee Amendment Number 3BA6.
Object.
All right. I'm trying to think, should we allow Senator Hoffman to speak to this? Before we have an objection, that's maintained. Senator Hoffman, would you like to speak to this?
Yes.
The table is yours, sir.
Mr. Chairman, in summary, this amendment authorizes a draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund for appropriations in fiscal year 2025 and provides contingency language that authorizes using funds from the Alaskan Industrial Development and Export Authority and the Higher Education Investment Fund if the CBR draw fails to be enacted. Specifically, if the CBR language fails to be enacted, this amendment authorizes using up to $100 million from the unexpended and unobligated balance of the reserves of ADA for appropriations in fiscal year FY25. It further authorizes a draw from the higher ed fund if the funds from ADA do not balance revenues and general funds for fiscal year 2025.
All right. We have an objection. Senator Hoffman has described it, the amendment well. Representative Johnson, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to just make note that this is takes money from the ADA receipts to fund the FY25 budget. So just speaking in specifically to that appropriation, I would, it is just a cautionary note. I recognize that this is contingency language, but it's a cautionary note that if this were to happen, this would, of course, affect the ADA bond rating. So maybe this, obviously, this is not the best way to fund it. And of course, there's this isn't the first step. I get that. But I think that we also have to be aware that the higher ed fund is set up similar to our dividend or our permanent fund with a percent of market value draw, and it also would be overdrawn if this were to happen. So while this seems like a way to fund something or have a contingency, I, of course, would prefer a more robust negotiation on a CBR draw than to go to contingency language that would just allow this to be the normal process to be bypassed.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Vice Chairman Hoffman.
The FY25 budget is needs approximately $200 million. What we're doing here is proposing to use the Constitutional Budget Reserve Account. And that decision is going to be made individually. It requires a three-quarter vote of the legislature in both bodies in order to accomplish that. If that is accomplished, then the FY25 budget that the governor submitted in his supplemental is funded. If it does not, there's a waterfall effect. We would be using up to $100 million in unexpended balance from ADA. And then the remainder under the waterfall, the funds necessary to fund the FY25 budget would come from the higher ed fund. Neither one of these will happen if we are able to achieve and support the governor's FY25 budget.
Okay. Any other comments? Senator Kaufman.
Thank you. Through the chair, I guess, just for clarification, the funding that we're talking about for the supplemental, if we could just define exactly what's in, broadly speaking, what we're funding in the supplemental.
I think we had those dialogues prior. And I don't have the specifics, but it is what the governor requested. The only addition I think that we added to that budget was an additional appropriation of $5 million for fire prevention, and that was because we had a very low snowfall this season, and we've had early spring and the season in June may have a higher potential for fires, and we felt that this is necessary to protect, help help to protect the citizens of Alaska.
Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a little clarity, I think, for those watching at home. A year ago, we set the budget at $78. And as we advance through the fiscal year that we're in, FY25, that price estimate of $78 was not realized. Right now, we're looking in this $68 range or some number. So that pushed the current year into a deficit. As Senator Hoffman had mentioned, there was significant concerns that we may have a dry spring and expose areas of the state in the Kenai up in the Fairbanks area with significant fire concerns. And we wanted to make sure that those were met. If need be, we didn't want to have an issue like they had in California. So the legislature added the $5 million to the FY25 numerics. Other than that, those numbers in FY25, those budgetary numbers, were created by some unforeseen expenditures, but mainly the decline in revenue expectations. We have a constitutional obligation to balance the budget. It's not up for negotiations at any committee. We have to pay our bills. So we are at the end of this legislative time frame, and when we took a look at this situation, it is the normal course of action of the legislature to use our savings account to balance it. There is no revenue in FY25 to be used. Otherwise, we would have used it. So we had to put the constitutional budget reserve language in the budget to allow access. It takes a three-quarter vote. In the event that those members of the legislature do not want to draw on the savings account, we have no other options. And that includes the option of not paying our bills. That doesn't work. So this language then would be a fallback in the event that we can't do what we should be doing, is, in my opinion, is using our savings accounts first, not reverting to ADA or the higher ed fund. But at the end of the day, we have to meet our constitutional obligation, Mr. Chairman. That's why this language is here. Each one of the elected officials in the legislature will decide where they want to get the money to pay those bills. Some responses have been that we can just slow down expenditures. The administration doesn't have the time on the clock between now and the end of June to pull out $200 million, roughly, out of the expenditure line for the FY25. I don't think anybody believes the administration can even do it. So that option is highly suspect and, frankly, in my opinion, not a solution. So, Mr. Chairman, that is why I support this this proposal here. I think it gets our bills paid. I hope we don't end up going to ADA or the higher ed fund. We have about a little under $3 billion in the CBR, the Constitutional Budget Reserve. This would be taking a couple hundred million out of it, and we've been very concerned that we don't draw that particular account down too fast because we may need it the following year, next winter, and the winter following this one, or the winter following that one. With that, Mr. Chairman, I urge my colleagues here to support the CBR draw.
Senator Stedman, I think that it's worth our time and for our listeners to ask Mr. Painter, and I bet he can do this on memory or close to it. We won't hold them to every item. But I know, for example, there was $81 million of red ink from the oil price decrease you noted. There was disaster relief. There were firefighting dollars. There was a $4 million lawsuit we're being sued over involving foster care children. Mr. Painter, could you enlighten us as to any other items that come to your mind as you're sitting there?
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. Another item I'd highlight would be the settlement on the public assistance that is about $12 million between, or I think $13 million between the amount we're paying as a settlement and then the new investment projects, and that's required by the federal government because of our performance on public assistance programs. Then Department of Corrections was the other, and then Medicaid. The projection is $14 million more general funds needed than what we had provided last year. In the capital budget that this would also fund, there's an additional $7 million of appropriations. The largest of that is for the Marine Highway maintenance that has already been expended. They've already had to do that maintenance. And that's from the general fund because the marine vessel or the AMHS fund that the governor had originally proposed would be overdrawn in the governor's budget under if it was drawn for this purpose. So in order to prevent overdrawing that fund, it was switched to the general fund. I think those are the main items between the ones you mentioned and those.
Okay. Representative Johnson.
Might I ask?
Of course. Representative Johnson.
I also had on my list Department of Corrections. I think I had $11 million for that. And then ASME, I don't know, was ASME, $10 million for ASME was transferred. Those are, I think everything else you pretty much, yeah, you, everything else I had on my list, you already said that. Yeah, thank you.
All right, I think we've covered that fairly well. Is the objection to Amendment 3 maintained? Will the clerk call the roll as to Amendment 3?
Senator Kaufman.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
No.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Senator Kaufman.
Absolutely yes.
Representative Joseph.
Yes.
Senate 3A, 0A.
And with that, the conference committee has adopted Amendment 3. At this time, I'm going to call a brief at ease. At ease. So I'll call the conference committee back to order at 3:46 on Sunday, May 18th. The committee has a couple additional items it wishes to take up before we move bills out of committee. Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we reopen the Department of Natural Resources.
Okay, we have a motion to reopen the Department of Natural Resources. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, Department of Natural Resources is reopened. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move to reopen item 9 in the Department of Natural Resources.
I object for the purpose of discussion.
Okay. So we have a motion and an objection regarding item 9, Department of Natural Resources. Senator Hoffman, can you tell us for what purpose you wish to open item 9?
I would like to change the transaction of one-time increment, changing the fund source to UGF instead of the vehicle rental tax.
All right. And does your motion include the adoption of the House item minus?
Yeah. Yes, it
does. Would you describe that for us?
It would be to it would be on item 9, House minus 222.9 thousand in vehicle rental tax, okay, and changing that to UGF.
Okay. I remove my objection.
Okay. Any further objection on item 9 as described? Hearing none, the revised item 9 is adopted. This action closes.
I have to move the number. He removed his objection.
Did.
To reopening.
To opening. My apologies. Yes. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move item 9, House minus 222.9,000 vehicle rental tax, changing the transaction to a one-time increment and changing the fund source, UGF.
Okay. Now we've got a restated item before us. Any objection to it?
I'll object again just to be objectionable. It's the minority's job.
But all right. And no comment, however?
No. I remove my objection. Thank you for reopening this item.
Okay. Any further objection? All right. Item 9 has moved, has been adopted. This action closes all items in the Department of Natural Resources. Senator Hoffman, do you have a similar motion as to the Department of Health?
Yes, I do. Mr. Chairman, I move to reopen the Department of Health.
Any objection? I don't hear any. Hearing no objection, Department of Health is reopened. Senator Hoffman, for what purpose do you wish to reopen the item?
Mr. Chairman, I move to reopen items 35 and 36 in the Department of Health.
Okay. Any objection to the reopening of items 35 and 36? Hearing none, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following item. Items, item 35 and 36, House.
Hearing no objection, the motion passes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Before we close Department of Health, I would like to revisit item 16, again, where we're spending $85,000 for a media campaign. And I believe we at this point, with the other funds that we've just allocated, that we should look at recovering something to help pay for that. So I would like to move that we adopt the Senate version.
Mr. Chairman, I object to reopening that item.
All right. So we have a motion to reopen item 16 in the health motion sheets. It's objected to. Will the clerk call the roll? The question is, shall item 16 in the health motion sheets be adopted? Be reopened. A yes would reopen. A no would not reopen. Will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
No.
Representative Schrage.
No.
Senator Kaufman.
Yes.
Representative Josephson.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
House.
So the conference committee will not reopen item 16 in the conference committee motion sheets for the Department of Health. I believe that this action closes all items in the Department of Health. So we're getting, we've rounded third base, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to take up the moving of the bills out of committee back to the the chambers. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we give legislative finance and legislative legal services the ability to make technical and conforming adjustments to the conference committee substitute for House Bill 53.
As to technical and conforming changes, any objection to the motion? Seeing and hearing none, that's adopted. The motion passes. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the conference committee report out conference committee substitute for House Bill 53 with individual recommendations.
We have a motion on the table. Any objection? Hearing no objection, the motion passes. As to the mental health bill, House Bill 55, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we give legislative finance and legislative legal services the ability to make technical and conforming adjustments to the conference committee substitute for House Bill 55.
Is there any objection to that motion, technical and conforming adjustments for mental health bill? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the conference committee report conference committee substitute for House Bill 55 with individual recommendations.
Any objection to the motion on House Bill 55? Hearing no objection, that motion passes. We'll take a brief at ease to sign both reports. We're at ease at 3:53. Conference committee back on record at 3:55 Sunday, May 18th. This meeting closes out all conferenceable items in the operating and mental health appropriations bills, House Bill 53 and 55. It concludes the work of this conference committee. We, the six of us, give our many thanks to all members of the staff. We'll talk about that. But I want to thank the conference committee and their personal staffs for their work, especially Vice Chair Hoffman and his aide, Pete Eklund, Brody Anderson and Alexander Schroeder on the House side. In addition, we appreciate the crucial participation of the legislative finance team, ably led by Alexi Painter and Morgan Foss. As always, LegLegal's expertise has kept us on track. We thank Marie Marks and Megan Wallace and their entire team. Finally, the House Finance Committee staff has done stellar work in balancing the demands of the House Finance and Conference Committee. We're grateful for their support. Did you have a comment, Representative Johnson?
I would. I would like to say I want to say thank you to my Chief of Staff, Ramon Henderson, for his tremendous amount of figuring out what we all the different ways that things could be funded this year. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks.
Okay. Any other business from the five of you, or any questions or comments from you all?
On behalf of the Senate, I would like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Representative Schrage and Representative Johnson for working with the Senate, coming up with this compromise budget. It has been a little bit of a difficult year, but in the end, I think we did justice to the citizens of Alaska.
I agree. We'll see what FY26 brings. Senator Hoffman, do you have a motion for us?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Without objection, we are adjourned at 3:57.